Welcome in. This is Chris Temple, editor and publisher of the National Investor, with you again today. And I have as my guest another one of our companies that's going to be exhibiting at the upcoming Chicago Resource Expo and uniquely a new partner of the National Investor. I have Josh Gilmore. He's vice president of SDIRA Wealth in the Chicagoland area. Josh, thanks for taking a few minutes to visit with me today.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Well, by way of a little bit of a background, folks, before I ask Josh a few questions, I first learned of this entity a few years ago at Brian London's New Orleans Investment Conference. And as my subscribers know, I'm always looking for investment alternatives for people. It makes sense. Usually, of course, in publicly traded stocks and ETFs, but increasingly elsewhere where there are areas that make some sense to me, and the SDIRA program certainly does. As the acronym suggests, of course, SD stands for self-directed, and Josh, your company deals with individual investors who have money in their individual retirement accounts, and you've come up with a really cool way for people to be able to invest in residential real estate through using their IRA. Tell us a little bit about how you do things.
Absolutely. Well, our mission is to provide a full service solution in this area so we can help investors who aren't real estate investors but want the benefits that real estate can provide, especially in a tax-free or tax-deferred vehicle such as a Roth or traditional IRA, which since 1974, you've actually been able to diversify from just having equity-like investments in your IRA by self-directing it and keeping all the tax benefits. So we're a big proponent of education on that end, but when it comes to the real estate investing, we have over two decades of experience in residential real estate development, investment, and property management. So we've used that to really take all the headaches out of the equation for our clients and provide them with assets that are already performing, already fully managed for them after they purchase it. You know, we have an in-house award-winning team that is with our clients from the time they purchase to the time they sell to walk them through all the details and to keep, ultimately at the end of the day, to keep this very passive. You know, our goal is to make this as passive as a stock portfolio, but at the end of the day, our clients get the benefits of cash flow and appreciation from the real estate that their retirement accounts actually own.
Well, and folks, what's important about this now, and I'm going to have a couple more questions for Josh and want him to bring out a few highlights, but as I've been saying for a while I don't necessarily think that we're in for an imminent crash of the stock market, we are seeing a regime change, as I've described it in the recent past, where the easy gains are probably gone. The Fed has its thumb off the scale for at least for a while. And so with the liquidity that is already out there in a system, investors are going to have to start acting like investors again. Where it comes to stocks, that's going to mean returns are going to be less and tougher to come by, generally speaking at least, than they have been for the last few years where we saw quantitative easing and zero interest rates and you can close your eyes and throw money at some passive ETF and make double digits. That's over with, at least for the foreseeable future. What I like about real estate, Josh, and I want you to describe in a second how you make decisions on residential real estate, is that just like I always try and tell people, and we're going to learn this anew, folks, that the stock market is really, at the end of the day, a market of stocks. There are some companies and sectors better than others, so you've got to choose wisely. The same is true with real estate. I mean, there's areas of the country where you've had bubbles, like on the West Coast, are already rolling over. There's areas where the economy is weakened. I just came back from upstate New York. I wouldn't be real excited about investing in residential real estate there. But I can tell you what, folks, where I live in North Florida, there's a boom down here that's going to go on no matter what happens. And Josh, the first thing, I guess, to point out about the decisions you make for SDIRA's clients is that you're looking at residential real estate, but in the demographically strong areas that have got unique fundamentals, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's the number one most important piece of the equation, is being in the right area. You know, we look for markets that are very pro-business and pro-landlord, where laws favor us as owners of the investment properties, as well as places like Texas and Tennessee, where you have no state income tax. So lots and lots of businesses are moving there and populations growing. You know, we like to follow the lead of major development companies that spend millions of dollars on research and development and understand why they're going into X market. And for us, you know, that's the part we spend the most time on. We spend 18 to 24 months vetting specific areas before we actually go in and invest to assure the viability and growth of our clients.
Great. Now, folks, we're certainly not going to cover every single aspect of what SDIRA Wealth does today. If you're at my website, you're going to see a link to be able to contact us to learn more about them. Certainly, if any of you are in the area or want to travel to Chicago on November 9th and 10th, Josh is going to be presenting. He'll be on a panel Saturday morning talking about SDIRA Wealth. But, you know, for present purposes, Josh, I want to just cover a quick overview of exactly what an investor can do and should expect, and the minimum investment, what they get for that, the services you provide, and uniquely, and this blew my mind the first time I ever heard this, how you can actually, with an IRA, use non-recourse leverage to enhance an investor's returns.
Absolutely, and that's really the kicker, in my opinion. That's the biggest thing our company does, is having those relationships. But in terms of investment amount, you know, the average client starts with usually 25% of their portfolio, anywhere from 150 to 250,000. We do have some entry level, you know, dip your toes in the water investments in the 30 to 50,000 range, where you would still own the investment property. But how you're able to own an investment property for 30,000 invested is because we get what's called non-recourse financing, which is asset-based mortgages based strictly on the qualifications of the property alone. So if you're getting a conventional mortgage from your, you know, Fannie Freddie regular brick and mortar lender, like you have on your primary mortgage, you know, they're taking your W-2s, your income, your credit, everything short of a blood sample to qualify you as an individual for the loan you've gotten. Well, where that makes that impossible to do with a retirement account is a retirement account is technically a separate entity from you. So when you use your retirement portfolio to do this investment, a conventional loan like the one on your house isn't allowable to your IRA. So there's one type of niche financing called non-recourse financing, which is very hard to get. You know, most banks don't offer a loan that puts them in a higher risk position and puts the investor, you, in a safer position, which is what a non-recourse loan is, because it's only tied to the property. So, you know, that's kind of the last piece of the equation before we move forward on a project. And 9 out of 10 of the projects we look at actually get denied for financing. So when we have a project ready, the lenders already put it through underwriting, already approved the loan based on the qualifications, and you're looking at the top 10% of all the deals we look at.
Neat. And so that gives people some added peace of mind. I mean, nothing in life obviously is guaranteed, and you know, but people need a roof over their head. You're looking at markets that are already very favorably priced fundamentally compared to other areas of the country, and it's neat that you can use, is with anything really, the bank's money, so to speak, to help enhance returns. So, Josh, real quick, tell us a little bit about some of the areas of the country that you're looking at buying property in, or you are presently buying property in, and what else people might want to consider.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, an important piece to understand about working with us is it's completely passive. So you never have to deal with tenants or toilets or driving out to the property. We don't want you to do that. And we have the teams in place, both on the ground at every market we do and in-house to oversee it, already set up. So from acquisition to disposition, you never have to even see the property if you don't want to. That understood, that lets us go in the markets where it makes the most sense. You know, Texas has been a very popular market for us right now. It's the number one most requested by our clients, and we've seen the hugest gains there. And when we're going into markets like a Texas that have no state income tax, that have huge population growth, we're looking for areas and cities that are just picking up steam now. We like to stay in places where the major employers are hospitals and healthcare industries and colleges, industries, you know, that have a backbone, that aren't tied to necessarily a good or bad economy, but will always produce, you know, good tenants. You know, for a lot of our projects, our tenants are nurses, faculty and staff of the hospital and college, professors, good people who pay their rent on time and take care of the property. And that's the most important piece of the equation that we work out for you on the back end and the management end, is making sure we're getting the right people in there, because a good tenant who stays for 10 years and cash flows for 10 years means you're well outperforming our projections and building up that nest egg for retirement, where you have that passive income coming in on a monthly basis, so you don't have to worry as much about the ups and downs when you get to that age where you start taking distributions from your portfolio.
Well, that's neat. And on that subject, Josh, one final thing as far as the types of returns that people can expect. And of course, it's going to vary somewhat, I'm sure, based on the property and the location. But generally speaking, especially with the ability to leverage someone's money by being able to get non-recourse loans for part of the purchase price of the residential real estate, what types of returns, generally speaking, are your clients receiving?
Well, the leverage is a huge part of maximizing that return and really supercharging the growth of these accounts. You know, what's important to understand with this type of investment, you know, it's not just an up-down position. You're actually making money in three separate ways. So number one is the cash flow, which is the rental income minus all the expenses, the mortgage, property tax, insurance, paying the manager, putting aside money for maintenance and vacancy, and then at the end of the day, you're left with a net cash flow. So that's one piece of the equation. That is what I would consider the most important part. Number two, you're building equity. So you're not actually paying the mortgage on the property. The tenants who are paying to have a roof over their head are paying down that non-recourse mortgage. So the same way you build equity in your house by paying your mortgage, the tenants are doing it for you, which is an incredible feeling to have. You know, you're getting money every month, plus you're reducing the balance and building equity. And then the third piece of the equation is the appreciation. You know, since you own the property, say you put, you know, for simple purposes, $50,000 down on a $150,000 property. That property goes a few years down the road, it's worth $160,000. Very small, minimal growth, but that's a $10,000 gain on $50,000 invested. So that would be a 20% appreciation gain alone, let alone the income you've made, let alone the equity you've built. So our clients enjoy incredible returns. The important part to understand about real estate is it's much more of a long-term solution. It's not a 1-2 year thing. You know, you want to hold on to it. You want to cash flow. And what I do personally, actually, to maximize my returns is I use the extra cash flow that builds up tax-free in my retirement account and pay the mortgage down faster. So the same way you can pay your mortgage down faster to get rid of that mortgage payment, you do the same equation here by having the tenants pay it down faster for you. And once you knock that mortgage payment out, you're generating a much, much higher cash flow. You know, on average, it's $6,000 to $10,000 more a year in income from that same asset. And that's the income that can really help you offset cashing your last paycheck and help you retire comfortably.
That's neat. And so, folks, it's certainly an alternative you should consider. If you have a sufficient balance in your IRA, your self-directed IRA account, or you're about to retire, maybe you can get a rollover from a company plan into your own IRA. Certainly something to consider to diversify. So if you want to learn more, go to Josh's website, sdirawealth.com. And again, don't forget that next week, November 9th and 10th, all day Friday and then Saturday morning, you're going to get to see myself and Josh and many, many other financial experts and companies that will be at the Chicago Resource Expo. To register, it's free of charge. Go to ChicagoResourceExpo.com. So, Josh, thanks for joining me, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in person in not too many more days.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it as well, Chris. Thanks so much for having us on.